From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hannah Haynes. Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley says fellow Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore of Alabama should step aside unless he can prove sexual misconduct claims against him are false. Hawley's statement came after a woman said Monday that Moore assaulted her when she was a teenager in the late 1970s. Hawley called the latest claim against Moore, quote, incredibly disturbing. He says Moore should step aside unless he can provide, quote, rock-solid evidence to disprove the claims. Earlier Monday, Hawley said Moore should step aside if allegations against him are true, adding that he has a right to defend himself. The Washington Post previously reported that Moore had sexual contact with a 14-year-old girl and pursued three other teenagers decades earlier. The Alabama candidate has said allegations against him are false. A Missouri House committee is considering a proposal to help alleviate the state's massive student loan debt by establishing a statewide work-study program. The Columbia, Missourian reports the idea of the program was first brought up during the last meeting in October by the Associate Vice President of External Relations at Park University. The university's program allows students to work for 20 hours a week on campus in exchange for free tuition. The Subcommittee on Student Debt Relief had its fourth public meeting yesterday. No university representatives attended to testify. The committee hopes to have more testimony from the state's higher education sector in the next hearing scheduled for early December. Missouri's attorney general is trying to find out if Google violated the state's antitrust and consumer protection laws. Jason Rosenbaum has more.
Attorney General Josh Hawley says he wants to see how Google is gathering personal information from users. The Republican official also wants to know if the tech giant is manipulating its search algorithm to make it more difficult for its competitors to show up in search results. Hawley says it's important to find out how Google handles sensitive information, especially after large companies like Equifax recently suffered massive data breaches.
Google is ubiquitous. Their market power is absolutely enormous. And of course, the data they collect is unbelievable, and it's vast, and that affects millions of Missourians.
A spokesman for Google said in a statement that the company has, quote, strong privacy protections in place for our users. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The Missouri Attorney General's office says it will interview every police department, hospital, and crime lab in the state to determine the number of untested sexual assault evidence kits as part of the statewide audit. The office's actions was prompted by a Missourian investigation into the backlog of untested sexual assault evidence held by police and hospitals in Missouri. Without processing DNA evidence from sexual assaults, it's harder for law enforcement officials to link crimes. The Attorney General's office does not have a target date for completing the audit, as they do not know the scale of the problem, Hawley said. But the audit will be done with existing financial resources and won't require more funding. I'm Hannah Haynes, KBIA News, Columbia.